Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and we're having fun on the ice today.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. Are you ready? Today's topic is sports.
And the title of our lesson is Hockey Time. Hockey Time. Now Marie, do you know how to skate on the ice?
Yes, I do. My parents would take me ice skating every winter. It's a lot of fun.
Hey, that's great. So you can help us out today. The first time I went ice skating, I fell on my knees all the time. Oh, it's kind of painful.
Oh, no.
Well, we need to practice our reading, and Marie can help us with that, too. Here she is.
There is a youth hockey tournament this weekend. Susie wants Alex to help her report on it. Alex will help, but he doesn't know anything about hockey. Rob tells Alex about it. Ice hockey is a dangerous sport. Players hit a puck with sticks. The puck goes over 90 miles an hour.
This is a special winter sport. People actually play on the ice. Have you ever played hockey before?
Hockey? No, I've never played hockey before. It seems like a very hard sport.
I have never played ice hockey either. It looks fun, but I can't skate on the ice very well. I would easily get hurt.
Oh yeah, it does take a lot of practice. I've fallen many a times. All right, friends, well, let's get going with our keywords. Here's Christina.
Hello, 我们今天的主题是 hockey, 曲棍球。Susie 请 Alex 帮忙他一起去报道一个曲棍球比赛。Alex 说 ,I don't know anything about hockey. 他完全不懂曲棍球。动词 report 就是报道。Susie is reporting on hockey. 这个 hockey 其实就是冰上曲棍球，也就是 ice hockey。ice 就是冰。Rob 觉得曲棍球是一种比较危险粗暴的运动。It's dangerous to play. 形容词 dangerous 就是危险的。球员用球杆击球，球的速度可以超过一小时90英里。It goes over 90 miles an hour. 名词 mile 就是英里。
What are you doing this weekend, Alex?
Nothing much.Why?
Well, there's a youth hockey tournament here this weekend. Can you help me report on it?
I guess so, but I don't know anything about hockey.
That's okay. You can learn about the sport this week. You have until Saturday.
Is hockey a fun sport?
Yes, it's very exciting.
Ooh.
Hey, very exciting. There is a youth hockey tournament in town this weekend. We do many fun things on the weekend, right?
That's right. The weekend is Saturday and Sunday. On Saturdays, I like to go shopping. On Sundays, I like to sleep in.
On Saturdays, I like to sleep in and then go for exercise, like taking a bike ride.And on Sundays, I like to go to church.
That's great. So, Peter, what are you doing this weekend?
I wish I was doing something fun this weekend. It's going to be boring and sad, so nothing much.
Nothing much? Great!
What?
Peter, nothing much is great, because you just said today's...
Calendar phrase!
Nothing much.
Nothing much.
没做什么。
What are you doing tonight?
Nothing much.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Nothing much.
What are you doing this weekend?
Nothing much. Why?
I'm going camping. Do you want to come?
I'd rather do nothing.
Nothing much.
Nothing much.
没做什么。
This is a great phrase to use, friends, when you want to answer someone by saying that it is not too important. Try using today's calendar phrase. What are you doing? Nothing much.
Susie asks Alex if he is busy this weekend, and we already know that he is not doing much.
Yes, but why does Susie ask him this question? But first, let's learn more about this question word, why, and here's Christina to tell us more about it.
Susie 问 Alex 这个周末有没有事。Alex 回答 Nothing much. Why? 怎么事吗？ Alex 说 Why? 其实是反问 Susie 怎么了？你为什么这样问呢？这个生活口语的表达方式很实用，没有练习的话，我们大概不会想到这样子来用。我们来看看例子，比如你的朋友突然问你喜欢小狗吗？你可以回答 Sure, they're cute. Why? 或者对方问你 Can you swim?你会游泳吗？你回答 Not very well. Why? 游得不太好，怎么了？这种说法请你也在生活中实际运用一下吧。
Thanks, Christina. So there's a youth hockey tournament here this weekend. Peter, can you help us with the word youth?
Sure. We're talking about a age group. So when you're young, you're called youth. So...We can expect kids to be playing hockey in this tournament.
That's right. In this tournament, we are talking about hockey. Hockey is a game played on ice. The hockey players wear skates. They have hockey sticks, and there is a hockey puck, too.
Wow. Maybe we should report on this tournament, not Alex.
Why?
Well...You seem to know a lot about hockey. Alex doesn't know anything about hockey.
Wait a second. I don't know too much about this sport, and it's not a problem for Alex. He can learn about the sport when he reports on the tournament with Susie.
Very true. They will see many games played at this tournament. At a tournament, many teams play each other.Usually your team loses, you are finished playing.
That's right. But if you keep winning, you keep playing with other teams. The two best teams play each other, and at the end of the tournament, there will be one winner. That is called the champion.
Wow. Have you ever watched a hockey game? This will be fun, and Alex will learn a lot. But friends, we've talked a lot. We need to take a short break.We'll see you after this. See you soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
So ice hockey is definitely a winter sport. Are there other winter sports out there?
Yes, there are. Have you guys ever heard of skiing?Maybe you guys skied before. You usually ski on a mountain. I like skiing, but it's kind of hard.
Yeah, and you need snow for that winter sport. Well, we have one last conversation. Friends, let's listen and watch together. Then we'll talk about it.
Hey, Rob. Do you know anything about hockey?
Do you mean ice hockey? Sure, it's a fun sport to watch, but it's dangerous to play.
Why is it dangerous?
The players hit a puck with sticks. The puck goes over 90 miles an hour.
So, if the puck hits you, it hurts.
Yes, and the players hit each other too.Hockey is a rough sport.
Alex is asking Rob questions about hockey. He first asks, Do you know anything about hockey?
This is a great question. Do you know anything about something? It's a very open question. It is not specific. You can answer about how much you know about that thing.
Well, Rob makes sure Alex is talking about ice hockey. Why is that?
Well, there are different kinds of hockey. You can play hockey on rollerblades. You don't need ice then. But the professional sport that everyone watches on TV, that is ice hockey.
Rob likes watching ice hockey. It's a fun sport to watch, but it's dangerous to play.
Now I know why he asks, do you mean ice hockey? Because he sure knows a lot about it. Well, here's Christina with more about this sentence.
Alex 想知道 Rob 对曲棍球了解多少。他问 ,Do you know anything about hockey? 结果 Rob 回问他你是说冰上曲棍球吗 ?Do you mean ice hockey? 请你跟我一起来练习一下这个 Do you mean 的问法。在生活中的对话如果你想要确认一下对方说的到底是什么就可以说 Do you mean? 这个问句来澄清。比如对方邀请你到家里做客你问他 Do you mean today? 你是说今天去吗或者朋友约你到他公司附近的咖啡店碰面你想确定一下是哪一家就可以说 Do you mean Corner Cafe? 你是说到 Corner Cafe 去吗这个问句有澄清确认的功能值得我们学习哦
Thanks, Christina. So in this sport,It is easy to get hurt. The players hit each other and they are all moving really fast. They are on the ice too. This can be dangerous.
Another rough sport is American football. The players hit each other a lot. And I think when you play these games, the next day you will feel really, really sore.
Well, what sports did you play when you were a kid?
Well,I played soccer, which can be a little rough, and I also played tennis. What about you?
When I was a kid, I played softball. Softball is a little bit like baseball, except the ball is much bigger.
But none of these sports were as rough as hockey. Some of my friends played hockey or American football, and now they have injuries from playing those sports.
Oh, no. When you get hurt, you have an injury. Sometimes they can get better in a short time, but other injuries might last for a long time.
So you have to be careful when you are playing these games. This is another part of the game that we haven't talked about yet, but the puck.
Well, in the sport football, there is a ball called a football. Easy enough.But in ice hockey, they don't have a ball, they have a puck.
And the players hit a puck with sticks. This is today's grammar point, and I am sure Rebecca would like to tell us some more about it.
Hello, friends! It's that time of day when you get to learn a new grammar point, and I know that you are all so excited.Well, today you are going to learn how to use the word with in a sentence. So, you could say, the players hit the ball with a bat. You could also say, the players catch the ball with a glove. And you could replace the word players with mother. The mother cooks the vegetables with water. Great job! Now you're ready to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. That was very helpful. So when the players hit this puck on the ice, does it go fast?
The puck goes over 90 miles an hour. Think about it. Cars usually drive 60 to 70 miles per hour on the highway. This puck is going 90 miles per hour.
Wow, that is really fast.
So, if this puck hits you, it's going to hurt a lot. Be careful.
All right, friends. Well, right now, it's time to review those keywords. Here we go.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Hockey. Hockey. Hockey is an exciting sport.
Report. Report. TV people will report on the big fire.
Ice. Ice. Drive slowly on the ice.
Dangerous. Dangerous. He has a dangerous job.
Mile. Mile. Pam walks 3 miles to school. All right, friends, make sure to keep practicing those words. And now let's take a look back at our conversations one more time.
What are you doing this weekend, Alex?
Nothing much. Why?
Well, there's a youth hockey tournament here this weekend. Can you help me report on it?
I guess so, but I don't know anything about hockey.
That's okay. You can learn about the sport this week. You have until Saturday.
Is hockey a fun sport?
Yes, it's very exciting.
Ooh. Hey, Rob. Do you know anything about hockey?
Do you mean ice hockey? Sure. It's a fun sport to watch, but it's dangerous to play.
Why is it dangerous?
The players hit a puck with sticks. The puck goes over 90 miles an hour.
So, if the puck hits you, it hurts.
Yes. And the players hit each other, too. Hockey is a rough sport.
Well, I think it's time to talk a little bit more about this game, ice hockey. In ice hockey, 2 teams play each other. We have a hockey player right here, and he has everything he needs. Hockey players wear skates on the ice. Each team has 6 players. The players use hockey sticks to hit the puck, and he's holding a hockey stick, and there is a hockey puck right by his skate.
Yeah. Well, after that, they try to shoot the puck into the other team's goal or net. They also try to stop the other team from scoring. Players that break the rules have to sit in the penalty box.
Oh, that's always exciting when a player is in the penalty box. Do you know why?
I don't know why.
Well, we know that each team has 6 players that play on the ice. But if one of your players is in the penalty box, they only have 5 players. The other team has 6.
Oh, wait, that kind of seems a little unfair.
Well, he broke one of the rules, and maybe he was being too dangerous while he was playing. So it is fair. It just means the other team can win, or hopefully.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. All right, friends. Well, right now it's time for us to go to Jungle Chit Chat.
Hi, James. What are you reading about?
Oh, hi, Ginger. I'm reading a report. It's about a hockey tournament.
A hockey what?
Tournament. Many teams play each other.
Oh, until one team wins?
Yes. What do you know about hockey, Ginger?
I don't know anything.
Well, the players hit a puck with their sticks.
Oh, what's a puck?
The puck is a small disc that's flat and round.
Oh, is hockey an exciting sport?
Hockey is exciting, but dangerous.
Ooh, exciting and dangerous. I want to play.
Really?
Yeah.
Then you need to learn to skate.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
La, 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 la.
at all times. A friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.
Well, ice hockey is exciting but also dangerous. Marie, have you ever watched hockey on the TV or actually gone to a game?
Actually, my family doesn't really watch hockey or ice hockey at all. So actually, today, I learned a lot. Thanks to you, Peter.
Oh, well, I'm sure Alex is learning a lot, too. I have gone to many hockey games. We used to watch college games as well as professional games. It's really loud. Everyone is shouting and rooting for their teams. And like I said, when someone goes in the penalty box, things get exciting fast.
Well, that does sound very exciting. Maybe one day I will go to a hockey game. All right, friends, we had a lot of fun with you. Make sure to join us again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.